Right. We're going to do one more and then take a break. And I just have to put in a little plug. I've been making beaded bracelets by crocheting them. And I just have to demonstrate how they go on, because people look at them and they look at their hand and they think, no way. They're crocheted in the round, and you just put them over your fingers and roll them on. So if you're interested, you can check them out. We're having a special tonight. If you buy a CD, the bracelets are only $15. Usually they're $20.
And the CDs are there on the table, and videos and bracelets. It's all there.
Okay. This is one of our oldest songs in our repertoire, and we never get tired of it. It's a beautiful song written by Hank Williams for Bill Monroe.
And it doesn't rhyme. I don't know if he did it to see if Bill would notice or what. Have you ever, you know, looked at bluegrass words as poetry and as just as rhyme? There's a well-beaten path on this old mountainside where I wandered when I was a lad. I wandered alone to the place I called home in the Blue Ridge Hills far away. When I was a lad, maybe. Anyway, this doesn't even come close. So when Kate and I first started performing together, we'd sing this one with just the one verse and the one chorus, and we hadn't made a recording yet. And we said, okay, we're going to record this one. We'd run contests at our shows. Submit a verse, write a verse, a second verse to the Alabama Waltz. And if we record it, we'll put your picture on the label. This was back in the days of LPs, you know. And then it would spin and everybody will see you there. And we got lots and lots of verses, all of them bad. So,
except for the guy that wrote about the Wall Street Waltz.
That was a good one in 1987.
So there on the floor, I became poor.
As I danced to the Wall Street Waltz, yeah. And we'll after the Alabama Waltz, we'll do an instrumental that I dreamed about a month ago called "It's a Long Time Coming." I woke up in the morning and I played on the banjo mandolin and remembered it.
Trouble.